Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. If you could build a bridge that took you from where you are today to the future that you want, what would you start with? What would be important to you to build that bridge? One of the things that I coach people on is before you jump into decision making, before you go out and spend resources, you really need clarity. And clarity comes in multiple dimensions. Clarity of the past. What can you learn from the past? What lessons are there for you? Clarity in the present. What is your current reality? How much clarity can you gain on where you are right now and what you might need going forward? And then clarity for the future. As you put clarity of the past, clarity of the present together, it should help give you clarity for the future. And that's what I want to talk about today, is clarity as the bridge to your desired future. Clarity is one of the most underestimated advantages in life, in leadership, in business, in anything that you're doing. Without it, even the most talented individuals can waste months or even years chasing strategies and goals that don't fit who they are or what they truly want. And I can tell you from personal experience, I know that to be true. I think my entire life has been a journey in trying to gain more clarity. And I've tried many different things many times at the same time. And that's sometimes not clarity, that's confusion. And I don't want to confuse anybody, especially myself. I want to build a bridge to my future that I'm going to enjoy. And that means I've got to have clarity. And I've recently been through a reflective process to really consider, what do I want to offer to the world? And how can I get clarity about that? And I've used many of my own devices and designs and practices to find that clarity. So clarity itself provides much more than just direction. When it's grounded in truth, multidimensional insights, and a deep understanding of yourself, it becomes the foundation for meaningful progress. That's why when I am now offering something to somebody, I'm offering one thing, and that is what I call EQ Fit Activate, which is a process that starts with carefully selected assessments, and that's a group of assessments that provides a 360-degree view of an individual's strengths, growth areas, habits, motivators, mindsets, and emotional intelligence. The goal isn't to find one universal right way to succeed. It's to uncover the right way for each unique person to achieve their goals and the desires. That's what this is all about. The beauty of our world is you are one of one. There's nobody like you. And that is a beautiful thing. So why would we even think about, oh, this guy's program or this person's process or whatever, that's going to work for me too. There may be parts of that that work, but in reality, when it really comes down to it, being a unique individual with a unique personality, mindsets, motivators, habit profile, unique emotional intelligence scores, unique skills, experience, knowledge, all of that comes together. But unless you get clarity about what that means for you, then it's very difficult to leverage those things to get your best possible outcomes. And that's why I have really narrowed everything I do down to this EQ Fit Activate approach, which is a robust package of assessments followed by 6 to 8 weeks of coaching that I look at as a launching pad for people and really help them build the bridge to the future that they want. So let me share one of those stories with you. I'm going to call this gentleman David. I don't ever use anybody's real name. So let's talk about David's story. From corporate success to entrepreneurial freedom, David had spent nearly 2 decades in the corporate world. He had a successful track record, very strong professional relationships, and honestly, an enviable resume. Yet as he considered leaving the structure and the security of corporate life to start his own consulting business, he found himself starting to kind of fall into uncertainty. And there's a lot that goes with uncertainty, right? Could he make the transition? What would it take to succeed on his own? What blind spots might hold him back? So when David entered the EQ Fit Activate program, we began not with advice or generic strategies. We began with data. It's not about the best strategy or the best plan, which if you don't have individual data, then all you're doing is hoping that some of this will stick and some of this will work for somebody. Everything I do starts with assessments. If it's pre-hire assessments to find the right fit candidates, whether it's this EQ Fit Activate approach, where we then go into coaching and explain what the assessments are saying and really dive deep into the multi dimensions that these assessments will give us, we have to start with good data. Better data leads to better decisions. And aren't you worth that kind of investment? Why would you not invest a little bit in yourself or even in your people to get the very best out? And that's what this is all about. So he entered into this process. He completed the assessments. I'm very thoughtful about selecting the assessments that meet up with the goals, the direction that the individual wants to go. David's assessments weren't the same as Stephanie's assessments, and those were not exactly the same as Michael's assessments because they were going in different directions. And that's important as well. Having somebody who really understands these assessments and promoting myself is not my intent here. What my intent is to help you understand there is a way to get really, really good validated data and insights into your current reality, who you are right now, where your strengths, gaps, opportunities are right now, so that you can move forward. And that's the conversation I had with David, because he had a lot of stuff going on. I mean, moving from corporate to your own business, entrepreneurial kind of approach and all of that, that's a mindset all of its own. In that entrepreneurial mindset, there's a leadership mindset, there's a sales mindset, there's a financial control mindset. So there's a lot of moving parts there. And here's what these assessments were able to show to David. His habits, which patterns of behavior were fueling his success, which ones, when left unchecked, could undermine him in an entrepreneurial world. The second thing was the emotional intelligence measures, his capacity to build trust, to connect authentically with people, and to manage relationships that would become absolutely critical if he wanted to have success as a consultant. Then there's the response to conflict assessment from my friend at LifeThrive, Dr. Chuck Coker. This showed David how he naturally reacted to tension and to disagreement, and how to adapt those responses in a business built on serving diverse clients. That's an important one. There's another one called coachability from Dr. Coker that I use frequently. I want to know how coachable an individual is, and they need to know how coachable they are. How open to feedback are they? How humble are they in the way they approach growth and learning? There's so many good things embedded in that assessment. Then, of course, we have a personality assessment, and unfortunately, that's where most people start and stop, is just with a personality or a strengths assessment. It just isn't enough. It's better than nothing, granted, but it isn't enough if you really want to build the bridge to the future that you want. This is about behaviors, communication style, preferences that shaped how he showed up, and how to leverage those without boxing him in. And then there's the motivators or mindsets, which are the internal drivers that either fueled his energy or focus or left him disengaged. So for David, this clarity was eye-opening. It wasn't about discovering flaws. It was about identifying where his natural strengths aligned with his entrepreneurial vision and where he needed to intentionally develop new skills and habits. Instead of falling into the common trap of trying to do everything at once, this roadmap from his assessments gave him a focused, personalized plan. And that kind of clarity is gold in our world today. So now I want to go a little bit deeper on this thing that we're looking at called clarity. I think you could define clarity in many different ways, depending on who you talk to. But I'm using a scientific definition of clarity that comes out of tools and processes that we know bring really good, actionable data to people to help them see what they need to see. Whether they want to see that or not is a different question. But if you're open to really understanding where you are right now and how you can best design the pathway that will get you to the future that you want, that's a huge competitive advantage. And especially if you're trying to start your own consulting, coaching business, maybe it's in manufacturing, maybe it's in IT, whatever it happens to be. Nothing happens in a successful mode without design and intent. You don't just luck into success. A lot of people look like they luck into success, but I guarantee you there's design and intent. So let's talk about the emotional side of clarity. How can emotions impact clarity? What do we need to know about our emotions and our emotional intelligence as it relates to this thing that we're talking about today? Neuroscience confirms that we have all kinds of emotions every day. Here's what happens, though. Our brains process emotionally before they process logically. So every decision, every interpretation of circumstances, every reaction starts with an emotional signal. This is why gaining clarity is not simply about facts or strategies. It requires understanding and mastering the emotional drivers that can either propel us forward or can keep us stuck. Without multidimensional insights from the assessments, we can easily be derailed by circumstances that trigger emotions like fear, uncertainty, anxiety, stress, worry, or even disappointment. I want to explore how each of these emotions can hold people back, what the cost of that is, and how emotional intelligence skills can help navigate those for better outcomes. And I think it's important just to stop for a minute and really name these things and understand what they are, how they impact us, and what can we do about it to get better outcomes. So let's start with fear. How does fear hold us back? It often keeps people from taking bold steps. It whispers, "What if you fail?" and pushes people towards safety rather than growth. The cost is missed opportunities, and the cost is stagnant growth and progress. What is the emotional intelligence skill that could help us here? It's self-awareness, the ability to recognize your emotional triggers in real time. When you can identify fear as it rises, you can pause rather than react. Here's a practice you can put in place. Keep a simple emotional journal. Every time you feel fear, note the situation, the physical sensation, tight chest, racing heart, and the thought that follows that feeling. Over time, this practice increases your ability to recognize fear quickly and then to choose your response better, to give you a better pathway. You don't have to fall into old patterns. You can do what we call habit transformation. So what about uncertainty? That's a big one for people today. How does it hold us back? It creates hesitation. Instead of moving forward, people get stuck waiting for perfect clarity, which never arrives. The cost is paralysis by analysis. What is the emotional intelligence skill here to help us? It's self-regulation. The ability to manage your emotional reactions and maintain perspective. This skill allows us to tolerate uncertainty without letting it dictate our decisions. Here's a practice you can use. Use the 3-2-1 breathing reset. When uncertainty feels overwhelming, inhale for 3 counts, hold it for 2, exhale for 1, and repeat that 3 times. This simple process resets your nervous system and allows for clearer thinking. Here's the next one, anxiety. How does it hold us back? It amplifies what-if scenarios, making challenges appear larger than they actually are. The cost is wasted energy, diminished focus, and avoidance of action. The EI skill we can use here is motivation. Not motivation as in willpower, but the ability to channel emotions toward goals and meaning. So we're literally repurposing the energy from those emotions into energy we can use and motivate ourselves with. By aligning actions with values, anxiety is reframed as energy for progress. Here's a practice we can put in place. Write down one small, meaningful action you can take daily that connects to your larger goal. By moving forward with purpose, anxiety loses its grip. And I've seen that happen in so many people, including myself. The more that I can focus on the purpose and the goal and the path forward with intentionality, the less anxiety has a hold. The next one is stress. How does it hold us back? Chronic stress narrows attention and reduces creativity. This is a huge problem in our world today. It keeps people stuck in survival mode rather than growth mode. The cost is burnout, poor health, and reduced problem-solving capacity. What is the skill from emotional intelligence that we can put in to really help us overcome this stress? It's empathy. Now, I know that may sound counterintuitive, but empathy, even though it's thought of as mostly outward facing, there's actually a two-way street here. Self-empathy is just as important. Recognizing and respecting your limits allows you to adjust before stress becomes destructive. So what can we practice here? I think a daily self-check-in is a good idea. What am I feeling? What do I need right now? It could be rest. It could be a short walk. It could be connection with someone that's supportive. So meeting your own needs lowers stress. I'll have a lot of people tell me when I talk about self-care and empathy, they'll say to me, well, Steve, that's just selfishness. No, it's not. When the oxygen mask drops in the plane, what are you supposed to do? You put it on yourself first so you can then help other people. That's self-care. Do you want to be at your best every day, to do your best every day? Or do you want to be in a situation where you just run yourself into the ground? So the next emotion here is worry. How does it hold us back? Worry is a mental rehearsal of negative outcomes. It drains focus and energy. It creates false certainty around failure. The cost is loss of creativity and diminished resilience. The EI skill here we need more than all the others is optimism, a component of emotional intelligence that helps people focus on possibilities and solutions rather than problems. It's literally turning your back on worry and looking to the future with hope and possibility. What practice can we put in place? Each time you catch yourself worrying, write down one worst case thought and then immediately write one best case possibility. This trains your brain to balance worry with hope. And something else you can do is add gratitude to that. What are you thankful for? The more we have an attitude of gratitude, the more that worry becomes less of a problem. And the last one I want to tackle here is disappointment. How does it hold us back? Disappointment can create self-doubt and cause people to give up way too soon. The cost is abandoning opportunities before they reach their full potential. What's the EI skill we can use here? It's resilience, which is a part of social skills and a part of self-regulation. The ability to bounce back from setbacks, to learn to keep going. Some people call it grit, the ability to bounce back, to be resilient. Whatever you want to call it, whatever is helpful for you, what do you do when you get knocked down? Do you immediately get back up and do something positive, even if it's something really small? That's the kind of approach we want to put in place. And here's a practice we can use. After a setback, use the lesson plus action method. Write down one thing you learned from the experience and one step you'll take next time. This transforms disappointment into forward momentum. The reason I share all of this with you, I want you to understand the massive role that emotions play in every decision we make, every action we take, and the fact that you can control those. You have the skills, the abilities, the tools, if you will grow them in yourself, to manage all of those emotions and not just manage your own emotions, but navigate the emotional environment around you and whatever emotions other people bring into the interactions they have with you. This is a big part of getting the right clarity so we can move forward. Emotions are probably the primary derailer of people reaching their preferred future. So what do we do with this clarity? Once we have this clarity, we start to create a personalized roadmap for success. David, armed with both assessment insights and the ability to navigate emotions with emotional intelligence skills, was able to make a confident decision about his business model, his target clients and the habits he needed to strengthen. He no longer wondered whether he was on the right track. He could measure his actions against a roadmap that was grounded in his unique profile. This clarity saved him precious time and resources by eliminating distractions that did not serve his goals. Perhaps most importantly, though, David's roadmap provided accountability. He could see not only what to work on, but why it mattered and how it connected to his larger goals. That sense of alignment gave him both confidence and direction. So the outcome of this process for David, clarity became a catalyst. In a matter of months, David went from hesitation to momentum. His consulting practice began attracting the right clients, and he navigated the challenges of entrepreneurship with the same competence he had shown in his corporate life, but this time on his own terms. The difference wasn't luck, it was clarity. By gaining a truthful, comprehensive understanding of himself through the EQ Fit Activate process, David built a bridge to the future he desired. He didn't need a cookie-cutter plan. He needed his plan. And because his roadmap was based on multidimensional insights, which included his habits, his emotional intelligence, his conflict responses, his personality, his coachability, his motivators, his mindsets, he had everything he needed to not just dream about success, but to actually achieve it. Clarity isn't about finding the one right way. It's about uncovering your right way, the path that aligns with who you are, what drives you, and where you want to go. And that is the power of EQ Fit Activate. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at EQFit.